Hey everyone, I have been asked to play a game called Shell Shock, which actually I didn't really know about before. I think I had heard about it, but I never picked it up. This is a pretty old game. It's from 2000, I believe, and it's pretty simple. It's essentially the idea is that you play with two players. One on the left side of the screen and the other on the right. And I guess the idea being each player has an island with a base, and the idea is to shoot missiles at your opponent. So each player takes turns doing this. The tricky thing with this game is you have to get your accuracy. Your accuracy has to be precise, or else the missile will go too far, or it won't go far enough. I'm not very good at this game, but I'll try to show you how it works.
Start window.
So I'm gonna go here and.
Shell Shock app. Shell Shock C 2000 DSP Softworks Company.
Right, so when the game opens, you get this screen. And the way you work with it, which took me a while to get down, the way you work with it is you go to the menu bar. So if I hit Alt,
Game sub menu.
now I don't
Shell Shock.
know, but let me try pressing Alt G.
Start new game.
Yeah, so I think these menus do have hotkeys to get into them. Well,
Game sub.
actually, let's do
Shell
this
Shock.
here. I'll do.
NVDA settings. Shell Shock.
I'll go into my NVDA settings
NVDA. Report
and
object position information. Report object shortcut keys. Checkbox not checked. Checked.
turn this back on.
Shell Shock. Game submenu Alt plus G.
Yeah, so Alt G is game.
Players submenu Alt plus P. Options submenu Alt plus O. Points submenu Alt plus T. Help submenu Alt plus H. System submenu space. Game submenu Alt plus G.
So you have a standard menu bar. This is primarily how you control the game. Let's go through these menus.
Start new game S.
This will let you start a new game.
Exit Shell Shock X. Start new game S.
All right, let's go to the right.
Player versus computer checked P.
This is the player menu.
Player versus player P. Practice mode P. Player versus computer checked P.
So you can either play with the computer, you can play with another player at the same computer, or you can play practice mode. I think practice mode just lets you practice for as long as you want. And if you hit, you hit. If not, you don't.
Configure audio A.
This is the options menu.
Options submenu Alt plus O.
Yeah.
Options menu. Configure audio A. Configure keys K. Reset aim R. Show stats check H. Allow stats check S. Allow wind stats check A. Allow target stats check T. Allow wind replay check W. Wind factor check I. Taunts check A. Configure audio A.
So a lot of these are options that you can turn on and off. If you read the help file, it explains how this works.
Configure keys K.
Let's look at configure audio and configure keys real quick, just because those are kind of important.
Configure audio options. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected primary sound driver. Speakers. USB audio codec. Speakers/headphones. Realt audio. Speakers/headphones. Realt speak primary sound driver.
So
Primary
this
sound driver.
first box lets you choose the output device that the game will actually use. If I tab,
Reverse stereo checkbox not checked.
if your stereo is not accurate, like if you have your headphones on backwards or your speakers are backwards, you can come in here and change that around.
Test audio button. Cancel button. Test audio
And
button.
then you have test audio.
Shell shock dialog. Press the enter key to hear sound from the left speaker. Dot dot. Okay button.
Left
Configure audio
speaker.
option. Shell shock dialog. Press the enter key to hear sound.
Right speaker.
Cancel button. Test
Let's try that again here.
shell shock.
Left speaker.
Shell
Right speaker.
Yep.
shell sh
So that seems to be working just fine in my setup.
Configure
Left
audio op.
speaker.
Shell shock dialog. Press the
Left
configure audio op.
speaker.
Shell shock.
Right
Configure audio op.
speaker.
Configure audio speaker. Options. Test on cancel button. Shell shock.
All right, so I'm going to cancel out of that.
Game sub player options submenu all option configure keys K. Configure keys. Edit read-only multi-line to change the keys assigned to the various game functions. Use your top key to move to the buttons below and press the space key when prompted for the key you'd like to use. Simply press the key on the keyboard and it will be set. Valid keys include letters, numbers, some punctuation, and slash or the arrow keys. Blank, blank.
And before I get asked, this is just a standard dialog box in Windows. Also, just because I'm going to get asked, people ask me all the time what voice I'm using. This is Ivona Sally from HarpoSoftware.com. So, yeah, if I tab...
Player 1 increase angle button. Edit read-only up arrow.
It tells you what the current keys are. If you tab through here...
Player 1 decrease angle button. Edit read-only down arrow. Player 1 increase power button. Edit read-only right arrow. Player 1 decrease power button. Edit read-only left arrow. Player 1 launch missile button. Edit read-only space. Player 1 replay win button. Edit read-only W. Player 1 display score button. Edit read-only S. Player 2 increase angle button. Edit read-only up arrow. Player 2 decrease angle button. Edit read-only down arrow.
And the controls are exactly the same for player 2. I'm just going to hit escape.
Player 2
increase... Oop, well, it's not going to let me do that, is it?
Okay, cancel button. Default button.
You can... okay, this you can cancel it and not save your changes, or you can reset the key commands back to their defaults.
Cancel button, shell shock, game sub players options submenu alt.
I'm not going to worry about the rest of the options here.
Points submenu alt plus T single point check test.
This lets you specify how long you want the game to be. You can go for 1 point, 3 points, 5 points, or 10.
3 points T, 5 points F. 10 points T, single point check test.
I think it's much more interesting to play with just 1 point, because after all, if you shoot a missile at something and it blows up, then you're just toast.
How to play Shell Shock H.
This is the help mode. This is where you get the documentation. I do recommend that you read through here.
Quick key reference Q, menu commands M, configuring your audio C, win samples W, about Shell Shock A. How to play Shell Shock H.
Basically, if you hit enter on these...
Instructions for playing Shell Shock. Close button.
And then if I tab...
Introduction. Shell Shock is an artillery-style game that can be played by two players or one player against the computer. It features stereo sound effects and is easily accessible to play. The objective, the goal in Shell Shock is to destroy your opponent.
And it reads that whole thing, or you can navigate using standard commands in Windows. So if I press my down arrow...
Blank. Shell Shock is an artillery-style game that can be played by two.
I can navigate by word.
Shock is an.
Or character.
N space tick A R T I L L E R Y. Close button.
So that can be quite helpful.
Shell shock.
You'll definitely want to check that out.
Game set.
The last thing that I want to show you in here.
Play option points submit helps system helps how to quick key menu config win samples W win samples edit read only multi line use your top key to press the buttons below in order to hear sample. Win factor 20 miles per hour button pressed. Win factor 40 miles per hour button pressed. Win factor 60 miles per hour pressed. Close button. Shell shock.
So that's the wind. Now, the basic idea is if the wind is coming from the left to the right, so assuming you're player one, if the wind starts at the left and goes to the right, that means that your missile will be pushed by the wind. And if it's coming from the right to the left, it means your missile will have to work harder to make its way over there, which just makes this game even more difficult. Let me start a new game. So I'm going to play this with the computer. If you were playing this with two people, each person would take a turn and you would hear... Well, here, let me show you real quick.
Players submenu game submenu alt plus G player game start X player configure all player versus player P practice mode P player versus player P.
I'll do player versus player.
Shell shock game submenu start new game S pain
player one.
So here we are. Now, to control the game, you use the up and down arrows to set your angle, and it goes all the way up there, and then the left and right arrows to set your power. Let's go down here a little bit. Now I can hit W to replay the wind. The wind is a random factor that happens each turn. So it sounds like that would be helping me because I'm player one. Let's try going here. You can hit the control key.
Pain. Edit read only angle. 34 power. 15 less target distance. 0% wind. 20 turn. Player one.
Okay, so the wind says it's 20 miles an hour.
Pain.
If you hit any key, you will dismiss that dialogue. If I hit S,
shell shock dialogue score is 0-0. Okay button.
That tells you the score.
Pain.
Let's go ahead and hit the space bar here to launch this missile.
Sit down before you hurt yourself.
Edit read only distance from target, minus 62%. Score is 0-0. Player 2's turn.
I'm going to hit the control key.
Pain.
Player 2.
Now, because I'm also controlling player 2, if I hit my right arrow, now you hear that the sound is on the right side of the screen. Let's go here and try launching this. Nope.
How about I move a little closer?
Edit read only distance from target, 65%. Score is 0-0. Pain.
Player 1.
Yeah, so that's basically how it works if you're playing with another person on the same computer. I suppose you could set up some sort of remote access and play this with someone across the internet. That would actually be kind of interesting. But you'd have to let someone control your computer, and then you would take turns trying to play this. I'm going to reset this so that I'm playing with the computer.
Game submenu.
Because I think it'll be a more interesting that way.
Players submenu alt player versus computer P. Pain.
And then
game
we'll go.
Start new game S. Shell shock dialogue. Abandon current game and restart. Yes button alt plus Y.
So I'm going to hit yes.
Pain.
Player 1.
Okay. Now, a couple things here. If you go into the options menu, you can check an option that will reset your aim at each turn. I don't like that. I want to keep it as is. Okay, so this wind is coming from the right to the left, meaning it's going to be harder to launch my missiles, so I think I'll need more power. The thing that you'll hear too is it'll tell you the distance that you are off by. From what I can gather, positive numbers mean that you're too short, and negative numbers mean that you've overshot, basically, so you've gone too far. So let's launch this here. It didn't go anywhere.
Grandma could throw a missile farther than that.
Pain. Edit read only distance from target. 86%. Score is 0-0.
Yeah,
player
so
two's turn.
It didn't go very far. I'm gonna hit the control key.
Pain.
Player 2.
Edit read only distance from target. Minus 17%. Score is 0-0.
So that went
player one's turn.
That went too far.
Pain.
Player 1.
So, let's try here.
Put that down before you get all over yourself.
Edit read only distance from target, minus 20%. Score is 0-0. Player 2's turn.
Okay, so I was off by a little bit. Basically, you'll hear the missile hit the water, or if it overshoots, I think it has some radar, and you'll hear it beep as it's landing. I don't entirely get how this is supposed to work. It's very tricky, though.
Pain.
Player 2.
Game over.
Player 1.
Yeehaw!
Player 2.
Edit read only final scores 1-0. Shell Shock, C, 2000 DSP Softworks Company.
So that can happen too. If you set your angle too high, you can hit yourself with your own missile. That's what the computer did. The computer destroyed itself, basically. Let me try playing this a couple more times just to see if I can actually hit it.
Game set, start new game at pain.
Player 1.
So, just be aware of that. If you set up your stuff the wrong way, you can actually blow yourself up with your own missile. Let's try here.
Get away from that missile, Rasmus. You don't know enough about no machinery.
Edit read only distance from target, minus 51%. Score is 0-0. Player 2's turn.
You'll hear taunts, basically, from your other opponent. You can turn those off, of course, if you don't like those, but that's how it works.
Pain.
Player 2.
Pain. Edit read only distance from target. Minus 17%. Pain.
Player 1.
Okay, so now the wind is working against me. Increase my power, decrease my angle. Ah.
My grandma could throw a missile farther than that.
Pain. Edit read only distance from target. 84%. Pain.
Player 2.
You'll pay for that.
Game over!
Player 1. Player 2.
Yeehaw!
Edit read only final score is 0-1.
So, in that case, the computer hit me with the missile, and, well, that's what happens when you lose.
Shell Shock.
That's also what happens when you win, except you'll hear it from the opposite side, and your player will have the winning message. That's basically how you play this game. It's, like I said, it's very tricky. If you want to make it even trickier, you can go into the options menu and disable a lot of the informational stuff. That way it won't tell you how far off you were. And then that just makes it a matter of trying to memorize what you did before. And yeah, so this game can be quite tricky. I'm going to exit.
Start new. Exit Shell Shock X. Shell Shock. Audacity.
And you get that really weird outro message. It's like a kit. Well, here, I'll do it again.
All apps list. Shell Shock. Shell Shock. C.
Here. I'll do
speech mode off.
Alt and then X. Oops, hold on.
Speech mode. Start. Shell Shock. Game submenu. Start new game S.
Let's start a new
player
game.
One.
Edit read only. Pain.
And then I'll
game submenu. Exit Shell Shock X. Speech mode off. Speech mode talk. No button alt plus
oh, and it's prompting me.
Shell Shock dialogue quit current game and exit. Yes button alt. Yes button alt plus Y. Speech mode off.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what the exit sound sounds like.
Speech mode talk.
That is Shell Shock. Like I said, the wind makes it harder, so you'll either hear the wind coming from left to right, which means it's usually on your side, right to left, which means it's not, or an ocean sound, which I think means that there is no wind. And I think if you're player two, obviously, when you hear it coming from right to left, that means it's helping you, and if it's coming from left to right, that means it's hindering you. But yeah, that is Shell Shock. It's an interesting concept. I find it a bit too obnoxious because you have to get your accuracy precisely right or else it just won't work. But hopefully you guys have enjoyed that. I didn't know about this game until yesterday, which is kind of cool. It just goes to show that I miss things. This is another game. Well, it's not from Draconis. It's from ESP Softworks, which is what they used to be known by until the guy sold his games to Draconis. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I've been asked if I can play Monkey Business. I'm going to have to play with that game. I don't know about that one. The problem I have with that game is the maps. The maps can be quite tricky. Excuse me. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. So, as always, if you have any questions, comments, you know where to leave them. And you guys take care.